If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of Hajj, in fact, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javed, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, as always, our guest speaker in the studio. Sheikh Javed, since we are talking about the jurisprudential laws and fatwas of Ayatollah Khamenei about Hajj, let's talk about this important question that I'm going to ask you right now. What are the basic features and characteristics that distinguish Hajj Tamattu from other types of Hajj? Because lastly, in the previous episode, we talked about, in fact, different kinds of or types of Hajj. So what are the elementary and basic and fundamental characteristics distinguishing Hajj Tamattu?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The basic feature that distinguishes Hajj Tamattu from Hajj Ifrad and Hajj Qiran is Umrah.
Right.
You know? Hajj Tamattu comprises of two parts or consists of two parts.
Mm-hmm.
One is Umrah and Hajj. Of course, you know, Hajj and Umrah should be performed together. The Hajj Tamattu is begins with Umrah. And then once you complete Umrah, then on the ninth day, of course, all pilgrims who perform Hajj Tamattu should leave for Arafat, and of course, they have to stay in Arafat. So Hajj Tamattu starts with Umrah, that's for sure. You know, there is a gap between, between Umrah and Hajj. When you complete Umrah, maybe you will complete it 5 days before Hajj Tamattu, or maybe 10 days, or maybe even earlier. Or maybe there could be a gap of 1 day between Hajjatul Islam and Hajj Umrah. So, gap is there. And when there is a gap, of course, the pilgrim comes out of Ihram. He takes off the Ihram garb. You know, the person who comes out, because once you do taqsir, on the last day of Umrah Tamattu, then you can no longer wear the same garment or the white garment, which is called ihram. You come out of it, you take it off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, when you take the garment off, then of course you are allowed to do certain acts. You can literally enjoy things which are prohibited for example, for a muhrim. There are some things which are haram. For example, you cannot look at a mirror as long as you are in the state of ihram. You cannot touch your wife. You cannot, do many, many other things. Okay. Inshallah, we will talk about the prohibitions of ihram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Inshallah.
But there are certain prohibited things that you will be able to do after you take off the ihram garment.
Yes.
And of course, Hajj Umrah and Hajj Tamattu should be performed in the same year. You cannot do it, for example, you cannot do Umrah in this year and Hajj Tamattu in the following year.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it in the same year. Okay, mm-hmm. There's a gap maybe of 10 days or 5 days or 1 day, but it should be done. It is contrary to Hajj Qiran and Ifrad, which you will do without any Umrah.
I see.
And of course, if you want to do Umrah, you can do it anytime before or after it, or maybe in the following year. Umrah is considered to be an independent Hajj for them, for the people who live within 90 kilometers from the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hajj Ifrad and Hajj Qiran comprise only the Hajj rituals. I'm just repeating myself.
I see.
And then, of course, as I said, Umrah is not obligatory. A person may perform Umrah and Mufrada in any year, and maybe in the following year or at any time whenever it is convenient.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back talking about the rules of Hajj according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, this important ritual in the Muslim world, here on IRIB English Radio in this program, Islamic Laws. Don't go away.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available. including practical laws of Islam, frequently asked questions, comparative fatwa, and newly asked questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the jurisprudential rules of Hajj according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, you know, we understand that one of the conditions of Hajj is to wear ihram. But my question to you is that, is it permissible for any individual taking that pilgrimage? I mean, the pilgrim himself or herself, is it permissible for them to enter the city of Mecca without ihram?
Ihram is a must for a person who is willing to perform Hajj.
Right.
Now, without ihram, you cannot cross the miqat or the station where you are supposed to perform to wear the ihram. Now, different pilgrims coming from different directions have their own miqats. They have their own stations. For example, Masjid al-Shajara is the place where people who leave the holy city of Medina, they are supposed to go directly to Masjid Shajara, and then yes. they should wear the ihram, and mm-hmm. then they recite labbaik or talbiya,
yes.
make niyyah, and then set out for Mecca, you know.
Right.
And Juhfa is there for people who come from Jeddah or from any other directions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are different stations or miqat. Mm-hmm. So it's not permissible to cross a miqat or a yes. station without mm-hmm. wearing ihram.
Yes.
And if someone does it, he is considered to be a sinner. And of course, there could be other miqats, there could be other stations, and of course, he cannot do he cannot cross or ignore the second miqat, not wearing any ihram. And it's recommended that he should go back, you know. If there's no miqat on his way to Mecca, he should get back to the miqat and wear the ihram, the garment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if he happens to go to another miqat, he should wear the ihram. And then, of course, it's not only wearing the ihram. It's necessary to make niyyah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he should recite the talbiyah,
right.
which is to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, okay?
Right.
And of course, it's not necessary to chant this zikr every now and then. You can chant it only for a while and then stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessary to continuously chant this zikr. And of course, once you wear the ihram, then there are certain restrictions imposed on you.
Right.
You will not be able to do certain things. Inshallah, we will discuss those prohibitions for a person who, mm-hmm. during the period of ihram, cannot
right.
perform them.
Sure. Okay, Sheikh Javid, is there any exception or isn't there any kind of action when it comes to those willing to enter Mecca without ihram?
According to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there are two exceptions.
Right.
First of all, those who frequently visit the holy city of Mecca.
Right.
For job purposes, for occupational purposes, you know.
Right.
You know, there are people who go in and out of the city every day, every mm-hmm. week, of mm-hmm. course. These people are exempted. They can enter the holy city of Mecca without performing, without wearing the ihram. So, number one, occupational and job purposes, okay? There are hundreds and maybe thousands of people who on a daily basis go in and out of the city of Mecca. So they mm-hmm. cannot do so. They cannot go to the miqat every day wearing
yes.
the ihram, of course. Of course, once in a month, of course, you should do the ihram. You should do the umrah.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's less than that, it's not necessary, especially for a person who is, let's say, a commuter going in and out.
Yes.
This is number one. According to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, those who have left the holy city of Mecca or exited the holy city of Mecca, after performing the rites and acts or the rituals of Hajj or Umrah, and want to re-enter the holy city of Mecca during the same lunar month. For example, if a person has done the Umrah and of course, or Hajj Tamattu in the month of Zilhijjah,
right,
and he goes out of the city and comes back within the same month, in the same month of Zilhijjah, he is not supposed to wear, to go to Miqat and wear the Ihram and do the and repeat the Umrah or Hajj the Umrah once again. So wearing Ihram is not necessary for such a person.
Okay, thank you very much, Chabit, for your nice answers to these questions regarding Hajj. According to Ayatollah Khamenei on IRIB English Radio in the program Islamic Laws with me and the rest of the crew, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Maljaa ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Samiun Basir La ilaha illahum Wahidun Qadirun Muhyin Mumitun Al-Zahir Wal-Batin.